Seder this week, Pasha Shlach, we have the Pasha of Nisitzitzis. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Aftes, Tashins, and the Pasuk, G'deigam Tasson, that the Sia of Sitzis, making the Sitzis has to be Nishma. If to Nishem Mitzah Sitzis. So Machlekes Rishonim, what does it mean making the Sitzis? Rashi and the Rush learned that it goes on side the Tzviya and side the Tliya. Side the Tzviya of making the strings, making the Chutim. When you take they shear the wool off the sheep, they take the wool and they roll it out into chutin, into strings, that has to be in Lashma. And the tliya, making the kesha elyon, making the kesha on the beged, attaching it to the talus cotton, or to the talus cotton, attaching it to the talus, and the chulius, wrapping it around, that the tliya also has to be in Lashma, Lashem, it's a sitzis. The Rambam's chaylik. The Rambam, pegachach, sitzis, ochi yibes, paskins, that only the tliya has to be in Lashma. Only making the actual chutin, you have to do l'shem mitzitzitzis. Agav is a machoikis poiskim with the niputz, the combing out. There's a process of when after they cut the wool off, they comb it out. They do niputz. But that has to be l'shema. Most tzitzis that they were selling, they weren't machbin like that sheet of niputz l'shema. They only did they took the processed wool and they made the chutin l'shema. But it's g'day to be yisach all day. It's the mitzvah deraisa. To be machmak the sheet is to buy nibus l'shma. You have to ask for it. It comes with a heksha, it's extra expensive. But that's all part of making the tviya l'shma. But again, the Rashi and the Rosh Hashanah inside the tviya, making the chut, making the strings inside the tliya, attaching it to the beged, has to be l'shma. And the Rambam holds only the tviya, only making the chutin, making the strings has to be l'shma. But putting it on the beged, doesn't have to be l'shma. A person could put it on the back of his mind or something else, or he's listening to a shiur, he's thinking, learning, something else. He doesn't do it l'shem, it's a sitzis, it's also kasha according to the Rambam. And machoikas is how you learn the shak of a taya, daftes.
But you say it's that's machoikas rav shmul according to Rashi.
Okay, but that's how we pass it, like rav, that the tvi has to be l'shma.
No,
rav, it's shmul. Oh, he helps the grab the dini, you can shmul be suri, right? We pass like shmul be suri, right? But it says, right.
Oh,
the pastor is saying like Shmuel, right?
I know.
But the
Shmuel is one that you need to feel Shmuel.
Yeah, but when I say it's telling me how you learn the Gemara, it's I wasn't going to go into it, but I think you learn the Gemara. At this point, the Shaka Vataya, when Shmuel said, Af bin Asisa na me psungo, the bina tviya l'shma. So was that was definitely a tam on tviya, the Gemara says. But was that? No. So is that going also on? Yeah, no. So that's the Rashi learns, that's also the time of Rav. Because Rav learns Tviya from Sukkah, you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But the Tviya, which was the first Gemara, Vosim and Akutz Men Animin, which would be a Chagor on the Tviya, Rashi learns itself Lashma. The Rambam, Rambam Halacha Yubeis, Paskins only the Tviya is being Lashma, because if you look in Rambam Halacha Yiralef, he learns the Gemara different. He learns the whole Gemara about some akutz in a different way. Like you probably saw it, the Rambam learns it's talking about wool that got ripped off of the sheep and it sat down on some thorns. And the Kesef Mishnah says, this b'tam bizui mitzvah. It sounds like it's only midrabanan. Others learn that psul be tasvon minot. From a pasuk of haknaf min knaf. It has to be something that's roi to make a beged. And those some Mishnayim learn that it's learned from Haknaf Min Knaf. We know that the chutin has to be from the Min Knaf. And as some Mishnah learn, Min Knaf is not just the Min, not just the material, has to be something that's literally able to be made into a beged. And the tzema that got ripped off from the thorns, that you cannot make into a beged. That's what some Mishnah learn. But Akaponin, the Rambam learns that the this Gemara of Tviya Lishmo is Dafka not Tviya. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns it goes on Tviya also. There's Taisu Menachas, Dafim Beis, that has another sheet. The Taisim Menachas holds like the Rashi and the Rush, that the Tliya attaching the Chutin to the beged has to be in Lashma. But Taisim says, even if you do it without Kavana, you'll be kosher anyway, mitam stom Lashma kai. Taisim brings down the Gemara Zvachim, the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that the Zvachim have to be, all Kavanas have to be in Lashma. The Mishnah Daf and Vav says, Hashem Shishidvam Mazevach Nizbach. You have to have six Kavanas when you make the Kavan. But the first Mishnah Beis is talking about Lashem, which carbon? That when you shecht the Ramashu Kamachatas, you have to have in mind a Kamachatas, not a carbon Shlomen. If you have in mind when you shecht the carbon Shlomen, if you have in mind a carbon Oyla, that's Shalom Lashma. The Mishnah says, "Kol zoch shnitzur shchon shma k'shem er shor n'shem bayinu bayinu m'shem chayve bayinu bayinu m'shem chayve chutz ben a pesach v'achatas." That the bayinus all kabbonis, even if it's shchon shma, it's kosher. You could go right if you shechting a mashal, let's say shlamim l'shem oyla. You could go right and be makavit and be zerk down the mizbeach. It's kosher, but it's not. But the bayinu is not yetsa. The bayinu was mechuyev in the kabbon. A mashal say a kabbon k'toyde. He's not yetsa his kabbon. You have to bring another one. So the psul is going to get you not yaitza. Except for Pesach and Achatos, that's the special case of the kosher that the carbon itself is possible. If you shechted the Pesach or Achatos and Hashem a different carbon, Mashal Hashem a carbon oil, then you can't even go vayta. You can't even be zerk to them. But upon him, the Gemara says that Bezim and Bez, that this, the whole psul of Kachem, Shalom Lishma, is only if you had Bedafka, Hashem a different carbon. You had in mind, Mashal Achatos, Hashem oil. But if you shechted stam, the person shechted the kayin or shechidus k'sher b'zor b'emes, the saw could also shechted. Whoever shechted the carbon did not have anything in mind. His mind was a little bit blank at the time. He's yaitza. Because we say stam l'shma koy. Stam, it's like built in automatically in l'shma. The whole psalm is only if you have in mind something ahead, you beferish the wrong thing. There's a middle, like Tosis, same thing by tzitzis. Tosis wants to say, even though Tosis also holds that the tli has to be in l'shma, but Taisa says, we'll say stam l'shmokai. If someone's putting on the tzitzis and he doesn't have anything in mind, we'll say stam l'shmokai. You'll also be kasha. Mr. Henry Paskin. Stam l'shmokai. As a famous biskirov in the Sefer, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Kavanos, that talks about it. Well, we're not going to that. Just some more Marmakim. The Kevi Rebbechonin also has a piece on it. Kevi Shirim Chayim Beis and Machav Beis. The Sefer Mechus Avraham goes through it. But that's Mitzvichus Kavana.
That's because you're having it zit.
Yeah,
but over here it means you're blank. You're blank. It's
totally you swear, what else are you going to sit this? What else are you saying?
There's another Gemara of Masasik, but Kosher might be a problem. You should know you're doing a carbon. Not be Masasik and Gansim, but to have in mind which carbon that we say Stamosh Mokai.
He's making it. Let's say you don't know what's tzitzis. Somebody tells you to put on these strings. A goy. Kosh talks about a goy.
Right.
So the goy doesn't know what tzitzis. You give him a whole bunch of things and he does it. He just does it. Stamosh Mokai says.
Right. There's a stamul shmo work even for an akum. If the whole chasarin would be
because you know that it's a man.
If the whole chasarin being a shmo.
Being
a shmo. Okay, so let's we'll go into this a little bit soon. Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simin Yudal Tzif Beis Hitul Yisrael Tzitzis to Beggar Black Havana. If someone puts Tzitzis on a Beggar without Havana, it means Tzitzis Achei Machshirei. If you have no other Tzitzis to be Machshir, Yesh Lismech HaRambam Shemachshir. You can be Simach on the Rambam. Avol Lo Yivarech Halav, but you should not make a Baruch on it. So what does it mean the main Tzitzis Acheirim? So the Magen Avraham learns it's talking about it's Shabbos, so it's close to Shabbos. But a person has a talent, he has no time to undo the chutin, to untie it. It's a malacha of mati, and now I'll untie nas, and I'll untie nas, you can't do mati, you can't do kesha. And he has no other tzitzis, zok the shulchan aruch. But the evid, you can be simach in the Rambam. Because but the evid, the Rambam paskins, even if you put tzitzis on shalom yishma, it's kasha. Machat chino, the shulchan aruch is saying, if you have time, you can redo it, you should redo it. You should be cheshish for Rashi and the Rush. That you're not yet so tzitzis shalom b'gavana. But b'di'evit you can be simach on the Rambam, but even b'di'evit don't make a brach on it. The Shulchan Aruch says you can create a talent to shul, you can create a talent to davening, but don't make a brach on it because b'chayshus for Rashi and the Rush that hold that tzitzis has to be malach avana is not kosher. In the Chivus Kivega Simin Dalad, the shoyel, the person that asked for Kivega the shoyel, asked them Hashena Kasha. He asked them why the Shulchan Aruch is naming on to the Pasha that according to Rashi and the Rush. That you're not yaitza if you make tzitzis shalei b'kavana. And vayistos shulchan aruch holds three shitas. Rashi and the Rush is one shita. Tosis is the second shita. That's stam l'shmokai. And Ram is the third shita. That you don't need kavana at all. But fact the shayel, who says that Rashi and the Rush shulchan aruch and tosis? Rashi and the Rush are just saying that you need l'shma when you make tzitzis. But maybe Rashi and the Rush also holds stam l'shmokai. They don't talk about that. They're just saying the etzem yisoy, the halacha is, if it was done stama, without not lishma, the mashal the Gemara is talking about where it just happened, where you had a baguette which had some fringes on it by itself as you're making the baguette, so that you can't even say stam lishma koi, that just happened on its own. That's what actually the Rosh said is pasul al shalim lishma. But maybe if someone put it on, maybe you do have a loch of stam lishma koi. Who says this three sheetahs? Maybe Rashi and Rashi might to Taisus. Taisus also holds in the English Shema. Taisus is Moisef, but you have over here, then it's Tamil Shema Kai. So Kvege answers back, he says like this. He says that, Emma says you have to understand the Makkah of Taisus, that we say over here, Tamil Shema Kai, because we don't really find this anywhere in Shas. In Shas, the only place we find Tamil Shema Kai is by Kachem, the Maskana. So we always say it by Kachem. Where does Taisus get this from, that we say it by Tzitzis also? So Kivega says like this, Shukatah like this. He says, let's go back to the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is that Stam L'Shma Kai only goes on the chutin, making the strings, making the chutin, not the tefillah. I'm sorry, the Din L'Shma B'chal. The Din L'Shma is only going on making the chutin, not on the tefillah. So the Kivega brings down that the Kesef Mishnah says Psham the Rambam. Then the Rambam is a bechidish because even those two ways to learn the Gemara, but if the Torah has a halacha, the Din Tassel Nocha, that tzitzis should be bringing a shmoa, poshut, it means the whole making of the tzitzis, side making the chutin inside the tzliya. If anything, the tzliya would be maybe more the main part of tzitzis. Why would the Rambam say that this whole halacha of making the tzitzis shmoa goes on making the chutin, not the tzliya? So the Kivega says, brings down from the Kesef Mishnah, that the whole mocker of the Rambam is that it was bothering the Rambam Akasha, the Rambam had Akasha. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Mem Beis, according to the Lishna Kama, according to one lashon of the Gemara, an akum cannot put on tzitzis, cannot hang put tzitzis on the bag, even for a yid. Shenema b'nei Yisrael yasu. Shenema actually, daba b'nei Yisrael, right? Asulam tzitzis, and the Gemara dashens b'nei Yisrael yasu v'lo yevik chav yasu. That we have a special miyit that only Yisrael could make tzitzis, not an akum. So Zakta Kesef Mishnah is Bobby Vam Makasha, why do we need a special miyat that a goy cannot put tzitzis on, not make tzitzis? Why don't we say that a goy is possible to make tzitzis because Akum does not do Lashma? If there's a din that tzitzis have to be in Lashma, we have a Gemara in Gittin, Dafchav Gimbal, the Gemara says that Akum cannot write a get. A get also has to be, it's halach, a get has to be in Lashma. Lashem Ishan, Lashem Krisis, Lashem Krisis of the Torah, separating the man and the wife in the Torah. And the Gemara says, an Akum is not doing a Shema. And even with Yisrael Eman al-Gabal, even if the Zid on top of him telling him he's doing a Shema, the Akum, we say, Akum adayt the nafshi of it. The Akum does it for himself, even if he nods his head and he seems to be agreeing, we don't trust him. And we can't trust that Akum does a Shema. As a Mela, it's schwer, what do we need a special miyat that Akum cannot put on tzitzis? What do we need a drasha for? Just say that Akum doesn't do a Shema. So from this kasha, the Rambam was mechiyach his shita. That the MSC don't need Lishma by Tliya Sitzis. And that's why you need a pasuk, because you don't need Lishma, so you need a pasuk to tell you that, even though you don't need Lishma, but Akum cannot do Sitzis.
So it would be a self to drown itself with the Erasim,
but it's only the abundance of the Erasim. Well, it wouldn't be a self, it would be in like a. It would be possible for an Akum to do Lishma, according to Kivega at least. Not the Pchaim, famous Pchaim, but we pass back to the Shema, but we assume not. We say, as a Roy,
even if he says it with his mouth, I'm doing the Shema, it's still a death of the Nash.
That's a different Kivega's shayin. If you say Dvarm Shabbali Bein Dvarm.
If you say that was the Kasha, so then why can't you say the Torah says that the God is saying it? That was the Nash is a dip. Good, what you're saying is that the Nash is a dip.
Right. Well, this is a different Kivega. Kivega in the Simchav Kumal asked this Kasha. Why don't you tell the God to say it? And then whatever he has in mind will say Dvarm Shabbali Bein Dvarm. Very similar, but Kivega says over there, you saw that when you say, I wasn't going into this now, but when you say Dvarm Shem Levim Dvarim, that's when it's a din which is Ikka Bepeh. Din which is Ikka Bepeh, and you say Bepeh, we say Dvarm Shem Levim Dvarim, but it's Akka, which is Ikka Belev, like the din Lashma, then Faket, you say Dvarm Shem Peh in Dvarim.
You
have to be chayshu that we say stam b'akam adayt nafshi of it, and we assume he does a shalim l'shma. Yeah, it's a safek, but maybe there's a roiv that he's doing a shalim l'shma.
Why should we ban him? Is that Shem?
It doesn't say till my death. I'm going to the Tilma Dayatatnashi means it could be saying from today. No, even if he says, I'm doing Lishma, I'm doing Lishma, I'm doing Lishma.
But there's other rayas from this Kivega and other Kivegas. If Kivega holds that Akam and Dayatatnashi of it means that it's possible for a goy to do Lishma. But we just assume Api Roiv and Umdu that he's doing Shloim Lishma. That's a smash from this Kivega and Kivega in two other places. That's how he learns that it's possible to be a Shema, but we just assume that. It's not like the B'chaim. There's a famous B'chaim in Hilchos Tefillin, and the B'chaim learns completely different. He brings a lot of rayas, a raya from Simcha Zelig, the famous raya, that he learns that Akum is Mufka from a Shema. And Akum is cannot do a Shema, but Mitam Badai. But Akuponim, this is the mock of the Rambam. The Rambam is bothered by this kasha. What do we need a special kaseh kosev, a special drasha that Akum cannot make sense? Why don't you say Akum the same thing that we say by Gittin? By Gittin, there's no pasuk that Akum cannot write a get. There's no such pasuk. The Gemara just says the reason is because Akum doesn't do Nishma. So say over here also, Akum doesn't do Nishma. So what do we need a pasuk? So Zakta Kesem Mishnah, that's the Rambam's raya. The Rambam says, must be that you don't need Nishma. So if you don't need Nishma, that's why you need a pasuk. Zakhtam Kiveg, if he said, we say this Pshat Tosis also. Maybe that Tosis is also bothered by this Kasha. What do we need a Pasuk that Akum cannot make Tzitzis? Why don't we just say that Akum doesn't do Nishma? So Zakhtam Kiveg, this bothered Tosis this Kasha, so Tosis said a different Tosis. Tosis said, must be there's a din of Stam Nishma Koi. That if it would just be Asa Shma, an Akum could do it. Because we would say that Akum Stam Nishma Koi is built in, it's automatically Nishma.
Why baget not?
By Gittin, we say Stam Bishul Navigation I Medes. But Tosis is saying, but you have Chutin and you have a bigger Donald Kantvois, which is Mechuyev and Tzitzis. That's Stam Lishmokai. Stam it's made to, it's aimed to be Donald Lishmokai Shem Tzitzis. So that's Pshat Tosis. Zaktim Kivega, the Fizer, we can say that's why the Rosh is Chayil, because the Rosh Be'emes will not have this Raya. Because the Rosh could answer this kasha another way. This whole kasha, what do we need a special pasuk that Akum cannot make tzitzis? Why do you say because it's not Lashma? The Rosh could say different tares. Because there's a Rosh in Menachas, in the back of Mitzachim Menachas, you have the Rosh, and it's called Hilchos Sevetoria. Hilchos Sevetoria in Simen Gimel, the Rosh is a chiddush b'shem de Rabbeinu Baruch. It's brought down also in the Torah, Simen Lamed Beis. But this whole halacha that we find by Gittin, that a guy, an Akum is a Daita Nafshi of it, and an Akum does not do Lashma, even when you saw him at a Gabav, Zok the Rosh, Mashem Ben Baruch, it's only because it's something which takes time. It's something which takes his man Mushach. To write the whole Torah of the Get takes time. Zok the Rosh, Be'emes, but you saw him at a Gabav, when he is on top of the guy, and he tells the Akum, do this Lashma, and the Akum nods his head, for the beginning, for Tchinas Maisav, at least for the first few seconds, we can assume that he's doing Lashma. The whole problem of what?
That's
definitely
not
a good plan. That's also not a good plan. That's a very not a good plan, right? But you're right. And he's going to rush. So we can't assume that the Akum does it lishma. And the Rosh will say a chiddush when they give ibid klafim for sefer Torah and tefillin. When you make the cloth for sefer Torah and tefillin, they have to. It's made from or. It has to be like processed. It was put into a certain May Ibud, what we would call today chemicals, but it was very strong samamonim, very strong processing liquid. And this liquid had a very strong reyach. It had to be very strong to be able to even go near it. And even in the old days, they used to push it, have to get a very strong person. Sometimes the only person they could find that was strong enough to go near the processing, to put the leather into this liquid, was a guy. It was an Akum. The problem is, the halach is to be ma'abid, to make the cloth into cloth, L'shem Sefer, you have to do L'shma. You have to do L'shem Sefer Torah, L'shem Tefillin. So the Rosh says, Rosh Paskins, you can have, if you can't find the Yid that's able to go near this pit, near this processing, near this Mei Ibud, you can take an Akum, have the Akum throw it in, because and just have your soul in the Gabbam, tell him, put it in L'shem Sefer Torah, put it in L'shem Tefillin. And Zakti Rosh, because over there it's only 1 second. The whole Lishma needed is that mice of throwing it into the water, into throwing it into the Samamonim. And that's the Rosh Hashita, that even though we say Akamadaita Nafshia, but that's only when it's something that requires some time. Moshe writing the whole turf of the get. Even though the Batrias Maisav, he could do Lishma. By get, it's a problem. Fine, the first few words are right Lishma, but when he continues writing the get, the whole turf of the get, that's going to be showing Lishma. But something which is Trias Maisav, just the beginning, that will be Lishma. So again, the Rosh says it been a gaya ibiklaf, which is really mamish 1 second. It's just throwing in the klaf into the mayim. But the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch want to learn that according to this Rosh, this would help for tzitzis also. Kiveyeh, tzitzis achar is not so short. I mean, tying tzitzis on the beged is not that short. But then it says a lot of places, the Mishabur brings down, a lot of places come hold that the ikadung l'shmo of tzitzis is not the whole chulia. It's not making the whole thing. It's only the kesha elyon, just making the first knot and the first chulia, wrapping it around one time. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that this is also not so long. So on this, it would help. You saw Imad Agabav, according to the Rosh. The Rosh can answer the Kasha Lushitasai. According to the Rosh, you can say the reason why you need a Pasuk, that an Akum is possible, cannot make a tzitzis, is because the Rosh answered Al Sashmo, it would help you saw Imad Agabav, because it's only for a moment. So according to the Rosh, you don't need to be mechadish tesis teretz. That's not moshmakai. Is a man like Kivega? If you have no hechrich for tesis shita, there's no reason to say that the Rosh holds like tesis. Because according to tesis, either you're going to answer the kasha al stam l'shmakai, or you're going to answer like the Rambam that you don't need l'shma at all. But the Rosh does hold that you need l'shma. So that was the show's kasha. But let's say the Rosh holds like tesis. The teretz is tesis is only mechicha from this kasha. But the Rosh does, you can answer it his way. And the MS, if you look in the Rosh, I think there's another right the Rosh is a whole like Tosis. Maybe the Kiriga doesn't say this, so maybe the Kiriga means it also. Because the Rosh brings down another Kasha. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Dachav Zayin, according to Behuda, Mila has to be in Lashma also. So Machalikas, but according to Behuda, and I think that's how we pass, when you do Mila, it has to be in Lashem Mila. You can't just do a maisa of cutting the ola off and the pre and taking it off. It has to be without any thought, maybe doing it for health reasons, the way doctors do today. It has to be done, l'shem b'tzis mila. But then the Gemara says, an akum can also do mila with Yisrael Imad Agabav. You can have a doctor do the mila for you with Yisrael Imad Agabav on top of him, telling him, do it l'shma, do it l'shem mila of Yidden, do it l'shem b'tzis mila. So if it takes a kasha, how come over here it helps Yisrael Imad Agabav and in getting. The Gemara says it doesn't help Yisrael Medagav. You get no sin in Yishmo. The Gemara says it doesn't help Yisrael Medagav. So Taisus and the Avodah Zarah answers that you say, by Mila you say Stoma Lashmokai. By Mila also, when you have a baby, 8 days old, he's aiming for Mila, we say Stoma Lashmokai. This is Taisus and Shitasai. Same way Taisus says, by Tzitzis also we say Stoma Lashmokai. By Mila also we say Stoma Lashmokai. But the Rosh doesn't answer like that. The Rosh answers Lashitasai. The Rosh answers Ming is also very quick. Ming is also is only 1 second. And that's Rosh Shita that when do you say that Yisrael Ben Agabav doesn't help? That's by Gittin, which takes time. It takes time for it to get. For one moment, we do say Yisrael Ben Agabav helps. As a Ming, that's the territory why by Gittin doesn't help, but Ming does help. To make sure at least Tchigas Meisav, at least at the beginning should be
Lishma.
What do you need Yisrael Ben Agabav?
Well, what does Yisrael Ben Agabav do? That it's not Lishem
Hakvizim? I guess so. Or it's not Lishem, well today, I mean they do it for health reasons, I guess, not Lishem, yeah, not Lishem Hakvizim. I hear you asking.
So then it's not Atzitam Lishma. So if you're saying that the Yisrael Ben Agabav helps, then it's Lishma.
But Tesis and Kasha, how come Yisrael Ben Agabav doesn't help by Gittin? And here it does help. What's the difference?
I don't know the teretz. I hear that.
But that's his teretz. His teretz is that over here you have Stam Lishma. I guess the combination of Stam Lishma with Yisrael Ben Agabav, then it's Stam Lishma. He has to know that it is. You tell him that, this is that Mila, this is that circumcision that you didn't do.
But not by Stam Lishma.
It takes over that. It does. I guess it takes off that I don't have to cover it. That's Tesis Teretz. I'm Tesis asking that Kasha. Tesis asking, what's the difference between getting that Yisrael Ben Agabav help? And he doesn't.
It's not Stam Lishma. Then it's Lishma. That's perfect. That's Lishma.
But you need Stam Lishma, I guess, to take off that I didn't have to cover it.
I hear you saying. What is
a Dite Nafshi? Push it. You mean a Hedge Shalom Lishma?
That's called Shalom Lishma.
Okay, well.
So then let it be the other option if you say stam
lashon. No, you're asking good. You're asking good, but my husband, I gave you kiveg. That's not. It's really not the game. Whatever the Tosfos kasha is, but Lamaisa, we see that the Tosfos Shitasa says by Mingla we say Stama Shmakai, and the Rosh is not answering that by Mingla. The Rosh is giving his own teretz. The Rosh is saying his teretz because it's a short process Mingla. It's something that Chinas Maisa will help you. So I'm a gabbav. So I just wanted to say, you see from here in Lahedia, the Rosh doesn't hold of Tosfos by Mingla. So Mingla, the Rosh Mestam will not hold of Tosfos by Tzitzis. As a Mingla, the Shulchan Aruch is very good. The Sholei asked, how do you know the Rosh and Rashi are Chalek on Taisis? So I wanted to say, you know that the Rosh is Chalek on Taisis from this Sugim in Avodah Zarah. If the Rosh should not be Chalek on Taisis, the Svara by Tzitzis, that we say Stam Moshmokai, then he would have used that Teretz for Meal also. Why do you have to have his new Mechush to get Teretz? That you do say, you saw Amir Gabbav helps the Tchinas Maisav, he's a Mechadish of Iza, it helps for Iba Klaf. It's right that the Rosh doesn't like Tosfos. I have a coin to Tosfos, that Tosfos answers by Mingla, not the way the Rosh answered, that it helps for Tchinas Maisav. Tosfos answered it works because of Stam Shmokai. The Chayon Levi Tosfos would not help for a guy to do Ibe Klaf. Because by Ibe Klaf, you don't have Stam Shmokai. You're taking a piece of oil, you're throwing it in. Goyim also use parchment. You use parchment, I guess, in the old days. There's not, you don't always put the R, the leather, into the mayim for Hashem mitzvah sefer Torah, Hashem mitzvah tefillin, you wouldn't have so much makai. Agoponim, we come out, that we have over here, machoikas the Rosh and Tosfos, if you stay stam l'shma by Mingla, and if you stay stam l'shma by Tzitzis. Tosfos is comparing it to the sugi and zvachim. That just like we say stam l'shma koi by kachim, the same thing we say by Tzitzis and by Mingla. And the Rosh and the Rosh is chayla. The Rosh Hashol seems to say that we only say it by kachim, and we don't say it by Mingla and by Tzitzis. So what's the machaygus? So I was thinking, the machaygus would be how you learn the etzim din of stam l'shmokai by kachim. Tosfos seems to learn stam l'shmokai is on anything that's oimid. Something which is oimid to be done for a certain mitzvah, we say stam, it's made for that mitzvah. If you have a teenek, you have a baby who's 8 days old, and it's yom ha-mingla, we say stam for mingla oimid. If you have chutim which are made for tzitzis, and you have a beggar with dalek hamfes which needs tzitzis, and you're putting this on, that's oimid for tzitzis, we say stam shmokai. And that's how tzitzis in the whole din of kachim. You have a kamachatas, we say stam, it's oimid to be a kamachatas. That's why stam shmokai. Anything which is oimid. You have a kamanayla, it's stam l'shem kamanayla. Stam shmokai goes anything which is oimid, the mingla tzitzis stretches it to learn it by tzitzis mingla also. But the Rosh, Kemen Zogin, the Rosh doesn't learn that way. The Rosh learns the Stam L'Shmokai is not a din that it's something which is oimid. It's a special Och and Kachim. And I think you can learn, I always understood it, it comes from the Hektish. When you makdish a carbon, L'Shem Chattas, you put on this carbon L'Shem Chattas. It's already a chattas. You made it in a chaloshim, and that's the whole stam l'shmokai is like a hemshech from the hektish. Since the person was makdish, even though the person shechting it is somebody else, not the person who's makdish it, but that hektish put on Hashem, the Tosfos and Kedushin, the Daf Beis and Beis seems to explain the hektish that way also. It puts in it Hashem that carbon, and that's why, and that's the whole thing stam l'shmokai. It comes, it's nemsech from the hektish.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do Biskava. I know it's a little similar, but I'm not going to do Biskava. It comes from the Hekdash. Mingla, this doesn't pass by Tzitzis and Mingla. By Tzitzis and Mingla, there is no Din Hekdash. The only problem is, the Gemara Zvachim is a Havimim, the Gemara is a Kasha. If you say Stam or Shmokai, then how come by Gittin, when you write a Get Stam, it's not good? The Gemara, yes. Why do you say Stam or Shmokai? And then for the Gemara, Stam Ish and Avim Gershon Emedis. So these see the Gemara at least the Havimina that by Gershon also we should say Stam Shmokai. I there was no hektish over there. Achari it's a raya to the way Tosfos understood it. It's telling whether it's oimid or not. The Gemara answers it's not oimid for this. But Ben is the Keren Oyer Shteltzachan Gemara. What was the whole Havimina that you say Stam Shmokai by Isha? And I was thinking really you can learn there's two ways to learn the Gemara's Teretz. The you can learn the Gemara's Teretz like the way Tosfos understands that really for Stam Shmokai you need to have a Zach which is oimid for it. A mashal tzitz is oimid for it, a carbon is oimid for it, or a meal is oimid for it, that's what we say Stam Shmokai. And the Gemara's Teretz is an ish, is not oimid for Gershon. That's what doesn't work. Or you can learn the Gemara's Teretz the way we're learning in the Rush. That's all part of the Gemara's Teretz, that for Stam Shmokai you have to have hektish. And when the Gemara says Stam Ish and Navigation in Medis, it means also there was no hektish, there was no built in. Stam l'shmokai. Okay, there's a little bit more to speak about, but Let's show me another time. Scared.